Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you to worship you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你面前敬拜你。
May you get all the glory.
愿你得到一切的尊崇。
As we prepare our heart for the Christmas season.
当我们预备我们的心要来庆祝圣诞节时。
We confess that Jesus is the reason for the season.
我们要承认耶稣是这一个季节的中心。
May you be glorified.
愿你被尊崇。
I pray that you help me as I deliver your word.
我求你帮助我来传讲你的话语。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be aware that the HOCL 2016 theme is Be the Lost Disciple.
我们可能都知道主爱之家2016年的主题是做主门徒。
And accordingly, we are going to look at a very important topic, most excellent and the greatest.
今天我们来看一个主题，最妙和最大。
The sermon that I'm going to share today basically answer one question.
今天我所要讲的信息基本上是问一个问题。
And the question is, what are the characteristics of love within the body of Christ?
这个问题就是基督的身体中爱的特征是什么
For us to understand the passage, we have to look into the biblical background of the passage.
我们要了解今天的经文的意义，要先来看经文的背景。
We can see from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 that the theme of 1 Corinthians is glorify God with your bodies.
从哥林多前书第六章二十节这里我们可以看到哥林多前书的主题是讲到在身体上荣耀神
In chapters 12 to 14 Apostle Paul was trying to correct the church attitude towards spiritual gifts
在哥林多前书十二章到十四章当中使徒保罗他要来更正哥林多教会他们对待属灵恩赐的态度
chapter 13 is sandwiched between 13 and 14
而哥林多前书的第十三章就好像一个三明治一样夹在十六章跟十四章之间
It was sandwiched between two chapters of teaching on spiritual gifts
它是夹在一个讲到属灵恩赐的两个章节当中
This chapter is one of the most famous
这一章是最有名的
Beloved
也最被喜爱的
And most beautiful in the Bible
也是最美的在圣经中最美的一个章节
I think one time we look at unity and diversity
我们曾经谈过合一和多元
I must say that chapter 13 the primary focus is not on romantic love between husband and wife
我要说哥林多前书十三章它最主要的并不是在讲丈夫和妻子中间罗曼蒂克的爱
In my last many years of ministry 90% of the time when I read this passageIs in a wedding.
在我过去多年的侍奉当中，90%的时间，我是在婚礼里面读到这一段经文。
That's why I find it very challenging. Besides wedding, I tell you, I've never preached on this chapter.
那我要告诉你，对我今天对我来讲是很挑战性的，因为除了在婚礼当中，我还没有传讲过，还没有讲过这一篇章节的道。
But this chapter is very important.
但是这一章是很重要的。
Because it focuses on love within the body of Christ.
因为他把焦点放在基督身体里面的爱。
And our church has a very good name, House of Christ's Love.
我们的教会有一个很好的名字，主爱之家。
And chapter 12 verse 31 and chapter 13 verse 13 are like bookends to this chapter.
哥林陀前书十二章三十一节跟十三章十三节就好像是这个经节的书签一样。
It mentioned love as the most excellent way.
他讲到爱是最妙的一个方法。
And it mentioned in verse 13 of chapter 13 that is the greatest virtue.
它是一个最大的美德。
Let's answer the first answer the only question today.
让我们先回答今天的一个问题。
What are the characteristics of the love within the body of Christ?
什么是基督身体中爱的特征
I will summarize the characteristic with three points all start with letter P
我要用三个方向来讲这个爱的特征都是从英文 P 开始的
Christian love is prominent.
基督徒爱有不可取代的重要性。
Agape, 爱加冕 is indispensable.
Agape, 希腊文这个爱的字是不可取代的意思。
And Paul used three hypothetical examples to teach us that love is the prominent ingredient in the body of Christ.
保罗用三个假设性的例子来教导我们爱在基督的身体里面的重要性。
The first thing he tried to say that is extraordinary language giftedness without love become a lifeless noise maker.
第一个他要讲的就是有超凡超人一等的语言的恩赐，可是却没有爱的话，这个人就成为一个没有生命的噪音制造者。
If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanking cymbal.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一般。
So extraordinary language giftedness.
所以超人一等的语言恩赐。
It's nothing.
没有用的。
Without love, it's just a lifeless noise maker.
如果没有爱，这个就成为是一个噪音的制造者。
It's not an accident because the ability to speak in different languages is highly being prized among the Corinthian Christians.
这个方言的恩赐呢，在哥林多教会当中是一个高贵、高度被珍贵的一个恩赐。
It has even been elevated to a superior gift.
它甚至被提升为是一个超越的恩赐。
The second hypothetical situation Apostle was trying to say is extraordinary knowledge and faith before love is a zero.
第二个保罗要讲的就是你有高人一等的知识和信心，没有爱也是没有用的。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
He bring up three spiritual gifts that he mentioned before.
保罗他提到三个他在之前提到的属灵恩赐。
Prophecy refer to the ability to declare God's word.
先知讲道之能是讲到能够宣传神话语的能力。
The knowledge include understanding of God's word.
知识是包括能够明白神的话语。
And faith is the ability to trust God for great things.
信心是一种能够相信神成就大事的一个能力。
We cannot have extraordinary knowledge and faith without love.
我们没有办法有这些超凡的知识和信心，如果我们没有爱的话。
Because without love, it is a zero.
因为没有爱，这些都是没有用的。
The third hypothetical situation Paul said is extraordinary generosity and self-sacrifice without love gain nothing.
第三个例子，保罗要用的是有高人一等的慷慨或是自我牺牲，却没有爱，也是无益处的。
If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Apostle mentioned superior charity and suffering.
保罗他提到这种超凡的慷慨跟牺牲。
Definitely shows love, right?
这些事情绝对能够让人家感受到爱。
But if it's not if they're not motivated by love,
但是做的人如果不是被爱所激励的话，
it does not benefit the person who does it.
这个做的人自己没有办法得到益处。
What does it mean for our life application today?
那对我们今天生活的应用是什么意思呢？
Let me tell you about the stories of the two pastors.
让我跟你讲一个两个牧师的故事。
A church needed a pastor.
一个教会需要一个牧者。
So a pastor answered the call and came.
所以有一个牧师就接受他们的邀请来了。
He spoke the truth.
他讲真理。
He said, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell.
他说如果你们不相信耶稣，你们将要入地狱。
It didn't last long. Not long after he resigned.
这个牧师并没有在那个教会待太久。
The second pastor came.
第二个牧师来了。
He also spoke the truth.
他也讲真理。
You don't believe in Jesus, where are you going?
如果你不相信耶稣的话，你会去哪里？你知道吗？
You're going to hell.
你会进入地狱。
But it lasts a long time.
但是这个牧师却一直在这个教会待着。
You know the difference?
你知道分别在哪里吗？
He said the first pastor, mentioned about hell.
他们说到第一个牧师来到我们教会讲到地狱的时候。
It seems as if he left us there in hell. He left us there in hell by condemning us.
好像这个牧师是在诅咒我们下地狱一样。
The second pastor showed us hell.
那第二个牧师是让我们看见地狱。
But with the tears in his eyes.
但是他在讲的时候呢，我们看见他心中的眼泪。
With mention about Christ's love,
当他讲到神的基督的爱
，He lifted up to the heaven.
他把我们提到天上去了。
So the tale of the two pastors.
这个就是两个牧师的不一样。
I came across a song really touched my heart.
我知道了一首歌，这首歌我很感动。
The song was called is called The Wind Beneath the Wings.
这一首歌叫做让我能振翅高飞的风。
I like the ending. There seems to be a Christian favorite in it. I like the ending of the song.
我喜欢这个歌结束的地方。
Because it said, thank you, thank you.
他讲到感谢你啊，感谢你。
Thank God for you.
更感谢神把你给我。
The wind beneath my wings.
那让我能振翅高飞的风。
And mention you are content to let me shine.
你满足于让我一个人出风头。
That's your way.
你一向如此。
You always walk a step behind.
你总是在身后紧紧地跟随着我。
So I was the one to get, the one with all the glory.
我是那得着所有光荣的人。
While you were the one with all the strength.
而你是那拥有所有力量的人。
Do you know that you are my hero?
你知道你是我心中的英雄吗？
And everything I would like to be.
我一直渴望自己能和你一样。
I can fly higher than an eagle.
纵使我能飞得比 老鹰还高。
Because you are the wind beneath my wings.
那也全因为是你，我双翼下的风。
It might have appeared to go unnoticed.
从外表中也许看不出这一切。
But I've got it all here in my heart.
但对我来说，这一切都很清楚。
I want you to know I know the truth.
我要你知道，我明白一切事情的真相。
Of course, I know it.
当然我知道。
I would be nothing without you.
没有你，我会是一无所有。
The wind beneath the wings.
双翅下的风。
I can say that's a Christian love.
我可以说这是基督徒的爱。
And that's what makes a church great.
这就是让我们的教会很好的地，很美好的地方。
We have a very good church name, House of Christ's Love.
我们有非常美好的名字。
Let's all be the wind and beneath the wings of our brothers and sisters.
让我们都成为我们弟兄姐妹双翼下面的风。
The brothers and sisters are the ones with all the glory.
让弟兄姐妹他们是成为那个可以得着荣耀的人。
We're willing to be a step behind.
我们愿意站在后面。
We are willing to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们愿意把弟兄姐妹高举到耶稣基督的面前。
So the first P.
所以第一个 P.
Love is prominent.
爱是非常重要的。
And agape is indispensable.
爱是不可取代的。
And that is what Apostle Paul is trying to tell us.
这就是保罗想要告诉我们的。
The second, characteristic of love.
第二个爱的特征。
The second P. Christian love is practical.
第二个 P 是讲到基督徒的爱有实际的行动性。
That's what verses 4 to 7 tell us.
这是使徒保罗要告诉我们的。
Do you know love is a verb?
你知道爱是一个动词吗？
The English Bible translated it wrong here, I'm sorry to say. The English Bible translated it wrong here sometimes.、
Oh, 我必须要说英文圣经里面在这里把这个字翻译错了。
Because in some places it translates the characteristic of love as an adjective.
因为在很多地方英文把这个爱形容成是一个形容词。
But verses 4 to 7. But verses 4 to 7.
从第四节到第七节。
Apostle Paul used 15 verbs to describe love.
在这几节当中，使徒保罗用了十五个动词来形容爱。
It's important.
这是很重要的。
Love is an action.
爱是一个行动。
Contrary to how we feel that love is romance, it's only a feeling.
是跟感觉成对比的，爱不是用感受的而已。
Love is not primarily a feeling, but it's also an action.
爱不主要不是感觉而已，而是一个行动。
How do we apply today?
我们今天怎么应用呢？
I challenge you.
我要挑战你。
I only find this picture a few years back.
在几年前我找到这张照片。
I try to replace love with the name House of Christ Love.
把在主爱之家那个爱，把它改成你的名字。
House of Christ Love is kind.
主爱之家是美好的，
House of Christ Love is patient.
主爱之家是有忍耐的。
I find very challenging.
我发现这是很有挑战的。
To challenge you more.
这个就是要挑战你。
Put your name there.
把你的名字放在那里。
Fernand is kind.
芬兰是有恩慈的。
George is patient.
George 是有耐心的。
When you read it, at the same thing, are you really kind and patient?
这个圣经里去思想，你是不是真的有恩慈，真的有忍耐呢？
Talk is cheap.
讲话是很容易的。
Love is a word that has actions.
爱是一个有动作的字眼。
One time I spoke to a person, a Christian.
有一次我跟一位基督徒谈话。
I really appreciate him.
我很感激他。
So I said, learn what Americans say, right? I love you.
所以我就像一般的美国人说，我爱你。
I was surprised by what he said.
我对他所说的很惊讶。
The love is too cheap now.
他说现在的爱太便宜了。
Don't say that you love me.
不要跟我说你爱我。
Say that you like me.
说你喜欢我就好。
It was an eye opener.
他是一个很直接的人。
But love doesn't have to be cheaper than like if it's an action. But love will not be cheaper than the word like if it's an action and not just a feeling.
爱呢不会比喜欢还廉价，如果那是一个真正有行动的字眼的话。
And it's not an accident that when Paul described Christian love is practical.
这个并不是保罗提到说爱是有实际行动性，并不是一个意外的事情。
There are three is or do for love within the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面的爱有三个是或者说当做。
Love is patient, love is kind, love rejoices with the truth.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，只喜欢真理。
The practical love has three is or do.
实际行动的爱是有三个是，或是三个当做的事。
Love is patient.
爱是忍耐。
You know the kindness is one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道恩慈是属灵恩赐其中的一个特征。
If you translate as a word rather than an adjective.
它是被翻译成一个动词而不是一个形容词。
Love waits patiently.
爱是有耐心的等候。
Love is slow to give in.
爱是不轻易放弃。
Love is not soft-fused.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is patient with people who give others hard times.
爱是对那些恶待人的人有耐心。
And imagine, love is kind.
他又讲到爱是有恩慈的。
Kindness plus patience is also one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
恩慈在属灵的这当，在属灵的果子里面是其中的一个果子。
Love shows kindness.
爱是能够向人显示他的恩慈。
The word appears only here in the whole New Testament.
这个字在整个新约圣经里面只在这里出现一次。
Love is quick to help others.
爱是很及时的来帮助人。
And eager to reach out to those in need.
很愿意向那些有需要的人伸出援手。
Mark Twain called kindness a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can read.
马克吐温，称这个恩慈是瞎眼的人可以看见，耳聋的人可以听见的一个字眼。
The kindness that we have called to show may involve driving someone to a doctor's appointment.
这个恩慈可以讲到，就是我们可以载人去看医生。
Cleaning up the leaves this year.
我们可以帮人家扫树叶。
It's difficult. It's my leaves are still falling.
你知道是很难的，我自己家里的树叶还在掉呢。
So be kind and come to my house and help me to clean up.
你们可以向我显明你的恩慈，到我家来帮我扫树叶。
Listen to the same story again and again and again from person who doesn't realize they keep repeating themselves.
听一个人诉说他不断重复的话语，而那个人不知道他常常讲这个故事。
Love rejoices with the truth.
爱是喜欢真理的。
Love joyfully celebrates truth.
爱是欢喜快乐的传扬真理。
Love is glad to know that suspicions were unfounded.
爱是很愿意知道怀疑是没有根据的。
And is glad when the verdict is not guilty.
爱是很高兴的知道有人被判无罪的。
Let's tell some, I love to tell stories. Let's tell some live application stories.
我很喜欢说故事，我今天要再跟你讲一个生活应用的故事。
I found this story just on Thanksgiving Day.
我就在感恩节那一天看到这个故事。
This boy lives in Florida.
这个孩子住在佛罗里达。
On Thanksgiving Day, he called the Florida police station.
在感恩节那天呢，他打电话到警察局去。
He called 911.
他打了911。
It was not reporting a problem.
他并不是打去说 有事件发生。
He want to invite the police to come to his Thanksgiving dinner.
他想要邀请那些警察到他家去吃感恩晚餐。
The police originally were very upset.
一开始那些警察非常沮丧。
But they saw it as an act of kindness. Nobody called 911 to invite them to go to Thanksgiving dinner.
但是后来那些警察觉得这是一个很美好的事情，因为从来没有人打911来邀请他们去吃晚餐。
So two of them came.
所以有两个警察就去了。
They put him in the patrol car and then took a photo and also give him a police badge.
他们带这个孩子坐他的警车，然后还照了相，还给他警察的徽章。
Love is an act of kindness.
爱是一种有恩慈的。
I actually knew that this past Thanksgiving season.A church invited the police of the town to come to the Thanksgiving dinner.
我也真的知道，在这一次的感恩节，有一个教会，他就邀请警察到他们教会去享用感恩节晚餐。
I always feel that kindness is like a boomerang, you know, 回力棒 it comes back to us.
我感觉，恩慈。
It's very rewarding.
恩慈是有很有报酬的，报酬性的。
I know a brother in Atlantic City.
我知道在亚特兰大有一个弟兄。
He said, "I never get ticketed by the police."
他说我从来没有从警察那里拿到账，拿到罚单。
They appreciate my kindness. They appreciated my kindness.
警察。
The police appreciated his kindness.
警察对我的恩慈都非常的感激的。
And there's actually one thing called a pass. That you get a pass. If anybody stop you, you get a pass. They will not give a ticket. You know that something existing like that.God pass.
他拿到一个通行证，而不是一个罚单。
And kindness is like boomerang. It always comes back to us.
恩慈就好像是一个飞镖，它会飞回来的。
And also, love is practical. Also mentioned that it isn't or don't for love within the body of Christ.
有形中心的这个爱，他也讲到八个。不是或是不当做。
Three is or do, but eight isn't or don't.
有三个是或是当做，有八个不是或是不当做。
It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil.
爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义。
You see, it isn't or don't.
你看到了八个不是或是不当做的吗？
Love does not envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not burn in envy.
爱是不发出妒火的。
Envy is a sin of those who think others have too much.And they have too little.
嫉妒是一种罪，就是当人认为别人有太多，他自己有太少的时候。
How do we respond to the good fortune of others?
我们对别人的财富应该有怎么样的回应呢？
Can we lose gracefully?
我们是不是可以很温稳的？我们可不可以输得很温稳呢？
I can't.
我不行。
Sometimes I stop watching sports on TV.
有时候我看到那个世界的比电视上面的世界的球赛。
You know I'm a super fan of the LA Lakers.
你知道我是
LA Lakers, NBA.
洛杉矶。
湖人队。
湖人队。
I stop watching.
我不再看了。
Because I keep on losing.
因为我的队一直在输。
I won't even tell you what came out of my mouth when they lose.
我不能告诉你说他们输的时候我嘴巴讲了什么话。
It's very difficult.
很难的。
Love does not boast.
爱是不自夸。
This verb also only appears here in the New Testament.
这里也是在新约当中出现一次。
Love does not parade itself.
爱是不炫耀自己的。
Love does not say, George, I got you all figured out. Love does not say, but George, I got you all figured out.
爱是不会说 ,George, 我终于让你知道了。
你所有的事情我都一清一二楚了，对不对？Love is not proud.
爱是不骄傲。
The word appears 7 times in the New Testament.
这个字在新约圣经里面出现了七次。
6 times it appears in 1 Corinthians.
有六次都是在哥林多前书出现的。
Love does not inflate with its own importance.
爱是不吹嘘自己的重要性。
Love is not puff up.
爱是不吹嘘的。
Love is not to overvalue yourself.
爱是不高估自己的。
Love does not dishonor others.
爱是
不做害羞的事。
不做害羞的事。
It does not humiliate people.
他不羞辱别人。
You always consider how other people feel.
你总是去想到别人的感受。
Love is not self-seeking.
爱是不自私的。
It's something that when you see a photo, you don't first find out how you look in that photo.
那就是当你在看一张照片的时候，你不是先看看自己在那个照片里面看起来怎么样。
Love never say my way or what? Or the highway.
爱不会说走我的道路或是去走高速公路。
Love is willing to be the first to give in during a heated argument.
爱是在一个热烈争吵中愿意第一个先让步的。
Love say let's do it Jesus way.
爱是说让我们用耶稣的方式来做。
Love that serves and does not worry about who gets the credit.
爱是愿意服侍，但是却不在意是谁拿到这个功劳。
Love is not easily angered.
爱是不轻易发怒的。
You will not say, "Yes, I have a temper," but it's over in a few minutes.
你不会这样说，说是的，我发了脾气了，不过才几分钟的事。
Brothers and sisters, so is a nuclear bomb.
弟兄姐妹。核子炸弹也是这样。
A hot-tempered Christian said something like this.
坏脾气的基督徒讲了这样的话。
I realize I'm living with a monster.
我了解到我好像在跟一个妖怪住在一起。
You know the monster is who? It's me.
但是这个妖怪就是我自己。
Love keeps no records of wrongs.
爱是不计算人家的恶。
It does not possess a list of dirty laundry.
它是不去记录一则人家做不好事情 的清单。
Love does not delight in evil.
爱不喜欢不义的事情。
Love is never glad to hear bad news about another church member.
爱是你不会很高兴去听到另外一个教会的会有不好的事情。
Love never say, you know what, they finally got what they deserved.
爱从来不会说他们终于得到应得的报应了。
Well, how do we see in life application?
那我们怎么样来应用今天这个信息呢？
I call it not hysterical or historical.
我称它为不是歇斯底里或是先旧账。
A husband went to see his counselor.
一个丈夫去见一个心理辅导员。
And the counselor asked him, what's the problem?
心理辅导员问他说，你有什么问题呢？
He said, every time I argue with my wife, she became historical.
这个人说，每一次我跟我的太太有争吵的时候，他都先旧账。
That concept, do you mean hysterical? And husband said, no, historical.
但是这个心理辅导员说，你是 指歇斯底里吗？他说，不，我是指先旧账。
Even things that has nothing to do with, she brought it all up.
甚至一些很他过去很久以前做的事情呢，这个太太都把它翻出来。
Love does not keep a record of the wrongs.
爱是不计算人家的恶。
It's not hysterical.
那不是歇斯底里的。
And also not what? Not historical.
也不是先旧账。
And I also go on to mention, I really love it, the four verbs he used always for love within the body of Christ.
使徒保罗另外提到爱有四个凡事
is a verb.
那是动词
Three is or do.
有三个是或是当做
Eight isn't or don't.
有八个不是或是不当做
And it finishes with a bang. Four always.
那现在有四个凡事
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects.
凡事包容。
It never get tired of supporting others.
爱从来不会厌倦于支持别人。
Love always trusts.
爱是凡事相信。
It never loses faith.
你从来不会失去信心的。
Love always hopes.
爱是凡事盼望。
And love always perseveres.
爱是凡事忍耐。
Let me tell you a life story about a candlelight dinner.
我要告诉你一个真实的烛光晚餐的故事。
I get to know Dr. Evie Hill.
我认识这位Hill 博士。
He was a long-time pastor of Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles.
他是在洛杉矶一个锡安宣道浸信会的牧师。
He was one of the What are most prominent preachers?
他是很有名的传道人之一。
He constantly spoke at Promise Keepers rallies.
他常常在承诺者的集会中来演讲。
But before that, he had a very humble beginning.
但是在那之前呢，他是很没有地位的。
And he was not very clever, and he was very poor.
他并不是一个很聪明的人，而且他是一个很穷的人。
But he married a very beautiful and very wealthy wife.
但是他却娶了一个非常美丽又是非常富有的太太。
He came up with this idea. Oh, I want to buy a gasoline station.
他结婚后有这样一个主意，想要买一个加油站。
But he knew nothing about running a gasoline station.
但是他对管理加油站一点经验都没有。
And he lost everything.
最后他失去了一切。
And his wife said to him, a Christian said to him, let's just forget about it and move in. Move on.
他的太太是一个基督徒，就对他说，让我们忘记背后，努力面前吧。
And she said, I still believe in you.
然后他的太太对他说，我仍然相信你。
And one night he came back and realized that his wife had prepared a candlelight dinner for him.
有一个晚上他回到家，发现他的太太预备了一个烛光的晚餐。
He thought, oh, it's very romantic.
他感觉哇，这是非常罗曼蒂克。
He decided to go in the bathroom and wash his hands.
他决定先去浴室洗手。
And he turned on the light.
他想要打开灯。
It didn't turn on.
没有灯亮。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？The power company cut off the electricity because they couldn't pay the bill.
因为电力公司把他们家的电停了，因为他们没有钱可以付电费。
And his wife didn't want to hurt him, so she prepared a candlelight dinner.
他的太太不想要伤他的心，就为他预备一个烛光晚餐。
In his darkest night, the wife has not given up on him, but continues support and believe in him.
那是他们最黑暗的夜晚，但是他的太太并没有停止相信他，也没有停止支持他。
She says, somehow or other, we'll get this light back on again.
他的太太跟他说，不管怎么样，我们一定会再有灯回来的。
Let's enjoy the candlelight dinner tonight.
让我们今晚先来享受这个烛光晚餐。
And because of her, we have this faithful servant of God.
因为他的太太的缘故，我们今天有这位在神面前信实忠心的仆人。
To summarize, love is practical.
所以来总结这个爱的行动性。
It's not just an emotion.
它不是一个感受而已。
It's a verb and action.
它是一个动词，是一个行动。
Love is prominent.
爱是有重要性的。
Love is practical.
爱是有实际行动性的。
Apostle went on to say that Christian love is permanent.
保罗继续讲，基督徒的爱是有恒久性的。
Agape is immortal.
爱是不朽的。
He mentioned that love is eternal, but many other gifts are temporal.
保罗提到爱是恒久的，其他的恩赐都是短暂的。
Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there's knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。我们现今所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，等到完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有。
Do you see Apostle Paul mentioned love is eternal, but other gifts are temporal?
你们看到在这里，使徒保罗提到爱是永恒的。而其他的恩赐都是短暂的。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
Love will last forever.
爱是会长久存在的。
Love never comes to an end.
爱是没有终止，没有期限的。
I'm happy to say that love has no expiration date.
我很高兴地说，爱是没有期限的。
And he used two illustrations to make the point.
保罗用两个例子来说他的观点。
I don't want to go into detail, but you go back and look.
我并不想要讲得太深入，但是你可以回去看经文。
He used the illustration of a child becoming a man.
他用一个孩子变成成人的例子。
And he also used the illustration of seeing a reflection in a mirror versus seeing face to face.
他另外一个例子是对着镜子观看，或是面对面。
And Apostle Paul finished with a bang. He finished on a high note. Apostle Paul finished his teaching on love on a high note.
保罗。用非常美好的结束来讲这个爱。
Love is the greatest word of the eternal virtues of faith, hope, and love.
爱是 这些永恒美好的事情里面信心、盼望、爱里面最大的。
And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Let's finish with a story. I'm on time. Okay, good.
让我们用一个故事来结束。
It's about a story. Love never fails.
这是一个讲到爱永不止息的故事。
It's a true Christian story about Ralph Tang and Alice Lui.
这是一个真实的基督徒的故事，是一个名叫陈晨贵，还有一个叫吕苑阳的人。
It was recorded in an audiovisual. Called Love Never Fails.
他们的故事也录影在一个叫做《爱是永不止息》的录影带里。
And Alice also wrote a biography, Our Utmost for the Highest.
女主角吕苑阳也写了一本传记，讲到云中的约会。
Ralph Tang was a handsome Singaporean. Any Singaporean here?
我们当中有新加坡人吗？因为这个男主角陈晨贵是一个新加坡人。
He has acted in many Hong Kong and Taiwan's movies.
他在台湾及香港参加很多部的电影演出。
He has earned many praises and love because of his good looking and fast action in the movies.
因着他俊美的脸孔以及他矫凡的身手，他在影界里面得到很多赏识。
People try the movie industry try to groom him after Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan.
影界里面说他是李小龙跟。成龙之后的继承人。
And his wife is a Canadian Chinese.
他的太太是一个加拿大的中国人。
And he went back to Hong Kong and worked in the satellite TV.
他的太太后来学成又回到香港任职卫星电视台。
And just like Prince and Princess, they met. And guess what? They fell in love and they get married.
就像公主与王子一样，他们认识了，然后他们堕入爱河，他们结婚了。
But 2 weeks after they got married, Ralph discovered that he has second stage of nose cancer.
但是就在他们婚后两个礼拜之后，这个陈晨慧发现他有第二期的鼻咽癌。
And ahead of them were 21 months of treatment.
接着他们是经历了21个月的治疗。
You see at the lower corner is how it looked like, and after his sickness, and the one bigger is how it looks like before his sickness.
你们看这个图片上面的是他在生病前的样子，左下角这里是他生病后的样子。
As the nose cancer grew,
当这个鼻咽癌不断在扩展的时候，
his face got swollen,
他的脸越来越肿。
And then his eyes pushed to the side.
他的眼睛被挤到旁边去。
And then some foul smell liquid came out of his nostrils.
有一些腥臭的液体不断从他鼻子里面流出来。
But his wife Ella said, others saw his ugly face, but I constantly kiss him because I see Jesus' love on his face.
他的太太说，别人看到他的脸很丑陋，很可怕，但是我经常的亲吻他的脸，因为我从他脸上看到耶稣的爱。
When Ralph was very sick, he asked Alice.
当陈晨贵他病得很严重的时候，他问他的太太。
Do you know why the tumor grew on my face and not on other parts of my body?
他说，你知道为什么这个肿瘤是长在我的脸上，而不是我身体的其他部位吗？
He said nobody would know about my tumor if it's underneath my clothes.
他说：“如果这个肿瘤是生在我的身体部位，我一穿上衣服，没有人看得见的。”
But the tumor grows on my face to let others see God's glory.
但是这个肿瘤长在我脸上，可以让别人看见神的荣耀。
He died in 1995.
他在1995年过世。
And he witnessed love never fails.
他们夫妇见证了爱是永不止息。
What between him and his wife?
在他们夫妇当中见证了这样的爱。
Because they are both Christians.
因为他们两个都是基督徒。
They saw the kind of Christian love, permanent Christian love for one another.
他们彼此用基督徒永恒的爱来对待。
And they also experienced God's love have not failed them.
他们也向众人见证了神的爱并不止息。
Well, I'm very courageous enough to cover chapter 13 in 45 minutes.
我很勇敢的在45分钟之内讲完。哥林多前书十三章。
The topic today is most excellent and greatest.
今天的主题是最妙和最大。
Because the Gospel of John clearly say that others will know that we are Christians by our love, right?
因为约翰使徒约翰讲到说，别人会因着爱知道我们是神的门徒，基督的门徒。
I summarize Christian love with three P's.
我要用三个 P。来结束总结基督的爱。
Christ's love is prominent.
基督徒的爱是重要的。
Extraordinary giftedness in languages with no love become a lifeless noise maker.
超凡的语言恩赐而没有爱，就是没有生命的噪音制造者。
Extraordinary knowledge and faith without love is a zero.
有超凡的知识和信心，没有爱是无用的。
Extraordinary generosity and self-sacrifice without love gain nothing.
有超凡的慷慨和自我牺牲，却没有爱，也是没有益处的。
Christian love is practical.
基督徒的爱是有行动性的。
Let's all be the wind beneath the wings of our brothers and sisters.
让我们都成为弟兄姐妹他们双翅下面的风。
Love is a verb.
爱是一个动词。
It has action, not just a romantic feeling.
爱是有行动的，不是一个罗曼蒂克的感觉而已。
There are three is or do for Christian love.
有三个是或当做在讲基督徒爱。
Isn't or don't for Christian love.
基督徒爱讲到八个不是或不当做。
There are four always.
基督徒爱里面讲到四个凡事。
Christian love is permanent.
基督徒的爱是重要性的。
Love is eternal, other gifts are temporal.
爱是永恒的，其他的恩赐都是短暂的。
And Paul used two illustrations to demonstrate it.
保罗用两个例子来说明。
Love is the greatest of the eternal virtues of faith, hope, and love.
爱是永恒性的里面最大的。
Well, my sermon is finished, but our action is about to start.
今天我的证道结束在这里，可是我们行动应该从现在开始。
The most excellent and the greatest.
最妙和最大。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。主，我们实在是不知道何为爱，乃是因着你先爱我们，在十字架上向我们显明你那牺牲爱我们至极的爱，以致今天我们知道什么叫做爱。主，然而我们实在是很软弱，因为照着我们自己的能力，我们自己的耐性，我们没有办法有恒久的爱，也没有办法有这样牺牲的爱。可是主，我们感谢你，因为你已经显给了给我们看，给我们的榜样，也愿意让我们靠着你，从你那边领受这样的爱，我们就能够照着你来行。主，我们求你帮助我们今天所听到的、所领受的，不要单单成为我们的知识，不要单单成为我们的一个意念，乃是能够成为我们的行动。我们愿意实际去操练。主，我们知道这不容易，但是我们愿意说，主，我们不行的时候求你帮助，我们愿意说，主，我们做不到的时候求圣灵给我们能力。主，我们相信当我们有愿意的心，主，你要做我们极大的帮助，你要使用我们来成为别人的祝福，成为你的见证。我们恳求你祝福我们今天听到你话语的每一个人，都能够带着你话语的恩典成为我们生命当中的祝福，也成为我们身边周遭人的祝福。我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。